Cosa?
A mí se me hace que qué tiempo ya no dona nada para llamarle. Yo ese dona san no sentiré.
So if one recites this very loudly, then the obscurations of speech are purified. And if at the same time one remembers the meaning and reflects on it, then the obscurations of the mind are purified at the same time. Then if one sits very erect and well, then also the obscurations of body are purified. So the ultimate objects which could be expressed would be one's the nature of one's own mind, which is clear light. So if while reciting one focuses inwards towards this nature of the mind, then this is very good as well. So there are many ways of explaining, Rinpoche says, but ultimately speaking, then the ultimate object of realization is the nature of one's own mind, which is luminosity or clear light, and the ultimate object of meditation is the same nature of the mind. So therefore, if while reciting, one can focus or direct one's attention inwards towards this nature of the mind, then this is very good. It follows the fifth example, and this example says that buried in the ground under the house of a poor man, there is an inexhaustible precious treasure. But then on one hand, the man doesn't know that this treasure is present, and the treasure doesn't say, here I am, get me. So then in this way, the man doesn't know about it. And in the same way, Rinpoche says, this Buddha nature is present within all beings, but it is obscured by the defilements, and while obscured, then in the same way as this poor man, the beings do not know that this nature is present within them, and therefore have to undergo a great amount of suffering. And therefore then, Rinpoche says, this treasure of the nature of the mind or Buddha nature needs to be discovered. And as before, this example is also explained in three parts. First the example is given, then the meaning, and then both together are explained. And the domtsik for the example is, when in the ground under the house of a poor man an inexhaustible treasure is present, the man does not know that this treasure is there, and the treasure does not say to him, I am here.
Pichetana. Morobo cheke. Tang morbo cheke, tangbo cheke. Chimnange, Kangbanange, Chemjanange, Sayona. Mazer but tell Chemboni about your love. Tell the dam and never not so you about it, said Dam. Said Dam, Dorje Palam Lasso, but Dam and never not so you. Then they get young. मैंने बत्तेर चिंबो ये बार चोला मती तेरा वो माहौल बोते तेर ते ये बार मागी क्या साक डेट दे बारे वाला तेरी ओने यंग डिजी ये भी सेना तेरे माहौल बोते मागी बारे कॉल खायो हाँ सबों के तेर तो नहीं है मारे तेर ते नहीं के यंग मते लंग Tiran Kola, Tedna, you send them a lapare. Mande Yochi, Mamava, De Mamava, Tia, Piri Mato, said the same Yomare, tell the same every lap to Mari, Lagumari. Mamave Motte, Teta, which you see, Nila Tinte, Morboti, De Ranka Savola, tell you, Yendo, tell the thing, Nara, Nete, Urbudonga, Nuare. Pete, Yendo, Nato. Same Savoka Tetan, Rambuji Tetan Rawa. The young tapit deva tam, young tapit deva tam, young tapit koyanga tsava, same thing Nilo was at the king in Buyona, young. Then the king in Butambo, Yabar Yi Machi, then the king in Butama, young Matote, then Urbo Domanua, Urbo Urbet, more Urbo the Urbo Domanua Yedo, then Mato.
So in the ground, under the house of a poor man, there is a very great, inexhaustible treasure. And Rinpoche says we all know what is to be understood by a treasure. It could be various precious objects. And then, on one hand, the man does not know that this treasure is there, present under his house, because it is obscured by earth, and so he can't look through this. And then, on the other hand, the treasure doesn't raise its voice and say, I'm here. So for these two reasons, then the man doesn't know that this treasure is present and has to undergo the suffering of poverty. And Rinpoche says, in the same way, all beings have a Buddha nature, the nature of the mind, which is the root of true happiness and true openness of and mind and a relaxed state of mind. But since on one hand, beings do not know this, and this Buddha nature is obscured by various defilements, then so it cannot be seen, then beings have to undergo various sufferings.
Matokena, Urbu Domande, Naman Jundu Tigu, Tigu Dinyumu.
And then, secondly, the meaning is explained, and the domsik to this is in the same way, the precious treasure of the nature of the Buddha is contained within the mind of beings, which is, and this nature of the Buddha is free of pollution. Nothing is to be added to it, nothing is to be removed from it. Although it is present, the beings who do not realize this experience continuously the poverty of the many aspects of suffering within samsara.
Sentient
de ning si de ce dun de bari ki pe ning bo rembo ki ter de ki ning bo te rembo ki ter ji zo su ka ba de de ki ning bo rembo ki ter ning ke rang ki de chama ma ba mo rang ki de na par ta ba rang ki de chama ma ba mar mi ji yen tin sar do ya kwa tam mar me pe yen tin sar do ya go ya ma ba yen tin lu do yin par ten par di ka वो नंबर तापा नरमी जी यंत्र सर दो या मुगुपा सर या लेंदे बस जेते या सर तो या पाता पांचा देंबा सर तो मैं पास पांचा देंबा ट्रोपा मेरे से ना पांचा देंबा ट्रोपा के सर तो पांच सर तो मैं पे चुनी तो दान दौर दाना सर या लेंदे पे चुनी Sarial and the Urus ejete, yuntin jen jorpe urva, urva, korva dungane, korva nesu dungane, namba mangbo, dungaje, korva nesu dungane, namba mangbo, haja mangbo. Angazu, korva nesu dungane, kandeji do samantangore, lula tembe dunga, ranga lula tembe dunga, longju lula tembe dunga, brala tembe dunga, Yin tend to Dunga Yapa Mazi, Deva let him to Dunga Yan Yuva. That is the same. Dunga Namba Mambo. Do you join though? Do Tado? Jacob Sentin, then Nandin Yam Sunyomo. Sentin Nam de Dunga, Tado Dunga Yuan, the Deki Yubomado, but Junior. They can Yubuton, the Junior Mari. Dunga Yamari Kipu.
So contained within the mind of all beings is the Sugata Garbha, or the Buddha nature, which is like a precious treasure and by nature free of any pollution. And this, the condition or the true condition of this Buddha nature is such that there's no quality to be newly added which would not have been there before, and there's not a newly achieved freedom of obscurations to be achieved in terms that which is to be given up would be truly existent. In other words, Rinpoche said, this true nature of the mind is beyond anything that would be newly, would have newly come into existence and would have newly be removed. So, in other words, the qualities which are inherent to this nature of the mind are spontaneously present or existing. They are not something which is developed, and the obscurations are not something which truly exists and have to be removed so that a new freedom of these obscurations needs to be achieved. And so then, since beings do not realize that this nature is present within them, then although the a direct manifestation of the qualities is at hand, they continuously have to undergo or experience many aspects of the suffering of samsara, which is the state of poverty. And so Rinpoche says, we all know that there's various kinds of suffering, suffering based upon this body that we have, suffering based upon material wealth, suffering based upon enemies or friends, and not only that, there's also suffering arising on the basis of happiness.
Sar se jete jung sarva, ya se jete yendin sor ya dumi var. Pena kape de kare, mata serci matan ban damzablo sana, malam da serci matan ban damzablo sana, ti çö çö malam tana, dene nam to trupu mola, dene matan ba de sar, ser ser sama de sor zuba insan bu yeri yine ya, ne lo la matan ba ma de bu seno, क्यों यो मारे साया यो मारे सर्दे यंदी मामा कोरंगे सर्दी यंदी तेरे सर्द तो या यो मारे ते मलम जे मलम तो सर मतं बनाने नॉम ने चमाटू पे ते ये तो आजू सेंटे ने तो वो ऐसा देखी नहीं वो ला ये ते सर्दियाँ ले ले पा रहे दिल्ली जे चमाटे मो यो मारे मो मेरे से न सर्द यो मारे सेंटे ने तो वो ऐसा देखी नहीं वो ला Tendang lundup di yendin yere, yendin de lundup di bari, yendin sardı ya kogumarı, sarıyalın de bari. De sadece cembo da zofa cembo de sarıyalın de bir çeng mangbo yungarı de, de da tendang cikvar de ya kogumarı.
And Umushi says the second line in this verse, Trime Shakdang Same and so forth is very important. Because with this it is taught that the Buddha nature or the nature of mind is beyond of something having to be removed and something having to be added. In other words, Rinpoche says the qualities which become manifest in the state of the Buddha are spontaneously present within this Buddha nature. They are not something which is newly achieved and something which needs to be added to it. And then on the other hand, the obscurations which need to be removed, they do not exist within the essence of the Buddha nature. So they are not something that has to be removed from this Buddha nature itself. And this can be understood, Rinpoche says, by the example of the dream. For example, if in the dream one dreams of gold, which is still, which still has impurities, which is still in within ore, then it is purified of this ore. Then, merely, so to speak, on the level of thoughts, one could think that this purity is something newly achieved, and there's something impure been removed from this gold itself. But if one looks closely, then this gold has never been touched by these impurities, and whatever qualities gold has when it is so to speak visibly completely pure, like being shining and so forth, that is native to gold. It always had these qualities. And so Rinpoche said within the Mahamudra and Dzogchen tradition, then there are many teachings on that which is to be realized being beyond something that has to be added and something that has to be removed. And so this is here, this explanation in the Chulama is similar to that. And then the third part is the explanation of the example and the meaning together. And the Dhamsik to this is the precious treasure which is contained under the ground of the house of the poor man does not say to the man, I, the precious treasure, am here, and therefore the man knows nothing of it. The beings who do not realize that the treasure of the Dharmakaya is present within the house of their mind are similar to the poor man. And in order for beings to obtain this treasure, the sage, the Buddha, is truly born within this world.
There's a statue of, when a statue of the Sugata is present within a closed ugly lotus, and when a man who possesses the divine eye sees that it is contained within this lotus, then he will want to remove it from it. And in order to do so, he cuts the petals and liberates or takes out the statue. And then in the same way, the Buddhas, the Munis, they see that the nature of the perfect Buddha, which is obscured by the enclosure of defilements such as desire, hatred, and so forth, that this Buddha nature is present within all beings. And in the same way as the man, in order, due to his limitless compassion towards all those beings who have not realized this, then he also, just as the petals are cut, which obscure the statue, And in the same way, he enacts his activity in order to overcome all the incidental obscurations.
Lamba, ek, do, ten, char, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So,
sambum tama de chika.
Then the Muchi said, this was out of the 9 examples, this was a short explanation of the example of the ugly lotus and the Buddha statue contained within it. And this should be recited again and again. Either for those who study Tibetan in Tibetan or in English, and this also reciting things like that again and again is not meaningless. There is a reason also in numbers. What did he say exactly? It's got to do with samadhi.
Like when you count 100,000.
Oh yes, in the same way as one counts. Prostrations that one does in other things, then also one should do this recitation many times.
Then is one of the two the so, Tanka sa, Dadang ke jap, Dadang the jet in Duna, Nagaja younger, young Tam Kepo, Jonathan in the young group to grip. Tam Kepo, my Jonathan in the young Marine, young Pinu, younger, Nagaja younger.
So, and a second reason which he says is, when one recites, which means like one also involves one's speech, then there could even be a twofold benefit, like one would purify the obscurations of speech, and if one, so to speak, is able to use the skilled means, one would even develop one's meditation. Then even though maybe, so to speak, this doesn't happen, then still there is merit and the obscurations of speech are purified.
Then the Sundarma Kaps are rang the same genel of Devarhi Pinyingbo Tin. Devarhi Pinyingbo Ton Tambe Sanje Tinte in a young Dipsi Yavasanangaran Simjinre member Sanje Kopemang and Bedriba Yendo same genel of Ton Tambe Sanje the Lovan Rubitime Depa Tinte Tanga Depa the Jungi. Rang drip a young, the yin a young drip a young, tapingi, then there was some doing a young yapodo, kunung yapodating in the young young city.
And Rinpoche, if for example, while one recites this, then we remember that we all have this Buddha nature, which is in fact no other than perfect or Buddha, or the absolute state of Buddha, then we should remember this, but also be aware that nevertheless, I have this Buddha nature, I am an ordinary being, I am inferior, like this ugly closed lotus in which the Buddha statue is contained, and therefore I will do my very best to purify all the incidental stains that obscure this Buddha nature, and I will also later try to convey to others the means how to purify it. And Rinpoche says if one can, so to speak, think in this way while one recites this, then this is a very good motivation and attitude, and that would also increase our ability as to meditation.
Then
Jumchen karasana sajya chenpo lan dolog sajya chenpo ngalog sajya chenpo ni ira dolog sajya chenpo de tapurambuchi joy lama gombare joy lama kamin tenpo semje wa nilo vayasa ngote de gombare ten yang yapo ha kukum ha magona ha la
Then in the view of the incomparable Khajri tradition, then this text, the Julama, is very important because in this tradition or this view, there are two levels of Mahamudra taught, the Mahamudra of the Sutra tradition and the Mahamudra of the Vajrayana tradition. And then the view of the Mahamudra as taught in the on the Sutrayana level, then this is contained in this Julama.
Then Dorje Tepe Lola Yang Julama the Kartimbur Karasana Deki Ningbo de Tamajam Yere Ton Tambla Deki Ningbo de Tandam Jilla Yere Tamajam Yere Then Dorje Tepe Lola Yang Deki Ningbo Yapucheva the Kartimbur.
And then also in the view of the Vajrayana tradition, in which he says this true Lama is important, since this Buddha nature as taught in this text is nothing other than the ultimate deity, which is to be purified of all the obscurations and incidental stains. So that would also have relation with that.
Then he sang to somebody here.
So tomorrow, Rinpoche says he'll teach in the afternoon starting from 3 o'clock.
Gevan de ye gevan sanam yeshe sotu sanam yeshe tamba kuni to parasu munjol